This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Stay-at-home orders have ended in the tri-state area, and while some businesses are opening up, it's still a little too early to return to all the things we're used to doing. That said, our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to let us know what she recommends this week. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It definitely feels like summer, although the official start date is June 20th. But don't let that stop you from embracing the beautiful weather and outdoor activities because, depending on where you live, small gatherings are now okay.
Small gatherings together and not on Zoom. I mean, you can still do Zoom. Anyway, it's nice to have some freedom of movement.
Yes, it is. But if you still want to be close to home, I have a good reason for you to stay there.
Okay, well, I hope you can share.
The second Saturday in June is National Rosé Day. I bet you didn't know that, did you, Jennifer?
But I welcome it. I mean, who comes up with these national days of this and that anyway?
You know, I have no idea, but there's a full list for every single month of the year. And there's more. Saturday is also National Weed Your Garden Day. So you can do that while you're indulging in the rosé. And that'll help you get through that weeding, because I don't know about you, but I don't like it. After that, you can take the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's virtual beginner workshop on food growing. It's a series that starts on Monday, June 15th at 4 p.m., and it's free, but you must register beforehand. And we'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
So then you weed, and then you have room in your garden for growing things. I got it. Well, what else is on your virtual list this week?
I have a good one for you. The Ebenezer Maxwell Mansion in Germantown is such a lovely spot. I went to a literary parlor there before the pandemic, and I want to remember the name of the woman I met there. She's so wonderful, and she loves our segment, Jennifer.
Well, that's nice to hear. Okay.
While closed right now, they are hosting a virtual literary parlor on Sunday for a novel called North and South. It's by Elizabeth Gaskell. And it's about a family in southern England that moves to a larger city in the north and how they cope with the Industrial Revolution. You'll have to be a fast reader to read the whole thing by Sunday, but you can still join the conversation. It starts at 1:30, but again, you must register beforehand and we will have that link.
We know there are going to be some folks listening this morning who are itching to get outside but maybe not venture too far yet. Any ideas for them?
I do have one. There's a self-guided bike tour of homes and gardens in the Main Line. It takes you on a short and a medium tour of Montcoe's most beautiful spaces. There's a downloadable map and guide and even a recommended skill level. And as you know, the area has some stunning homes, so this way you can check them out and the beauty of the trails that surround them.
I love the idea because you can easily do some social distancing, wear a mask, keep your companions and others safe on the trail.
Exactly. It's still a good idea to proceed with caution.
Thank you, Tanya. Tanya Pendleton with some wonderful selections this week.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Jennifer, I just wanted to acknowledge that George Floyd was laid to rest this week in his hometown of Houston, Texas. And I know that some of you are following the ongoing protest and want to know more about the issues that led to them. I'll have some books and video recommendations on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Well, Tanya, I appreciate that. I'm sure our listeners will as well. Stay safe, and we will talk with you next week.
You do the same, Jennifer.
Come on.